I'm Jackie.
I'm Gina.
Welcome to Bold Leap, where we focus on capturing the raw, authentic narratives of people like you
who took a bold leap to pursue their dreams. If you're struggling with how to make it happen and how to get started,
or maybe you just need a seed of inspiration,
then we invite you to take the bold leap.
Like, subscribe, and follow.
We have Julie Hayes joining us today. Keep listening as we explore Julie's bold leap, turning darkness into artistic brilliance and entrepreneurial success.
It's a good story.
It is. Are you artistic?
You know, I am. I am, but not in the sense of, like, I can't draw, I can't paint, I can't sing. So wait.
No. What is it that you do?
No. I guess I'm not
artistic.
The laughing
you hear is our guest.
Yes, that's
so just
Julie
hold
Hayes,
on, hold on.
Who's a real artist, so yeah. She's probably going, she's not artistic. Oh. Okay, so let's say this. I'm very creative.
Yes.
But, okay, and Julie is saying yes.
Yeah,
I'm
Julie,
very creative.
That's Julie agreeing with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So am I artistic? I don't know. I guess there's a difference, right? Is there a difference?
Sometimes I think the same thing. I think, oh, I'm very creative, but I do think I'm artistic. I do actually have an art degree, so I better be artistic.
So you better be artistic.
Right, exactly. I think we, talking about us, about
yes.
what I know about you and what I know about me, I think we look at things mm-hmm. with an artistic eye. Like we look at,
right.
we look at how, so I do think we're artistic. I also think that artistic and creative are similar but different. So,
well, and don't you think that everybody in some way is artistic? Not in the sense of maybe they can't paint, maybe they can't draw, but that everybody, whatever you're doing, you have some sense of creativity inside you, artistic.
Right. Or, writers. Writers are very.
Oh, for sure. You have to be creative.
Creative. And they're artistic with their, they're artistic. Dancers, ice skaters,
or what about
athletes.
Somebody? Okay, but what about somebody in IT? Was there somebody who builds websites? Somebody
sure.
who does
mm-hmm.
that? You
sure.
have to be creative.
Yeah. So are we saying... I think we could say that artistic or creative are synonyms. They mean the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of antonyms meaning opposite.
Everybody has
yeah.
some of that. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's pretty safe to say, even though a lot of people don't identify themselves as being an artist or a creator. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because
mm-hmm.
even
sure.
when you said that and I started thinking, well, wait, I can't draw, I can't do this, but I'm actually pretty creative.
Right.
Everything I do has the sense of, there's creative.
Sure.
thoughts that go into it.
Right. Or you can be an artist with words, because I know you do a lot of
right.
writing.
So
it's not just painting pictures.
Sure.
Right?
Let's hold on and let's get our bold leap started with our introduction about our guest today,
yes.
Julie Hayes.
That's right. Our guest, Julie Hayes, has an inspirational story of persevering through the tough times to find success. While waging on an on and off battle with depression, Julie found comfort and hope in creating art. She decided to turn her creative therapy into a business. Unfortunately, her initial endeavor, a unique t-shirt business, resulted in disappointment and financial strain, causing her to put her entrepreneurial dreams on hold. However, her resilience prompted her to give her artistic dreams another shot. Julie unexpectedly found success after her first stencil design went viral online, resulting in her opening a booming 5-star Etsy business called Mind's Eye Stencil. She joins us today to talk about her journey of trial and error, failure and success, and to becoming the accomplished business owner that she is today. Welcome
wow,
to Boldly.
Sounds good. I'm happy to be here. Thank
We're
you.
We're excited because you have such a cool story. And what I love about you is how transparent you are because, this whole podcast is for people that have ideas, that want to do something, that have that nagging feeling that they need to be doing more. And maybe they've tried something and it didn't work and they give up. Where
mm-hmm.
you're very open about you tried something, you had intentions of being your own boss and starting this unique t-shirt business and take it from there. What happened? Tell us about it and what happened.
Basically, I failed my way to success, which might sound like a bad thing, but I'll explain that actually, I guess, if I could look at it, we talked about this, like instead of failing, pivot, and keep pivoting. That's
yeah.
a hard word to say.
Pivoting. Yeah. I like
so,
that word.
Yeah. I actually had multiple ventures that didn't quite work out. But I won't go too much into detail about the nitty-gritty of each, but just give you the idea of how I look at perseverance.
Well, you know, the T-shirt business, when you were telling me about it, you said, you know, I go downstairs in my basement and there's all this inventory and I look at all this money I lost.
Right.
You know, that prompts a lot of people to give up and never do it again, especially if your inventory is all in your basement and you see it and you're looking at thousands of dollars that you lost. How do you take that and just say, okay, I'm going to try something different?
Well, I mean, I had to really take a good look at my business plan. You know, like I really had to scrutinize, is this a viable business?
So let me ask you something. I don't mean to cut you off here, but you made me think of something. You're an artist. You're a graphic designer.
Right.
And you started the T-shirt business with your graphic designs, right? Mm-hmm. And you started off and got a really big order. So did you have a business plan? Like when you did that, were you planning on having a T-shirt business?
Like, yeah. So here's the thing. I had a business plan. But what I didn't do was research it. So basically what happened is, as a graphic designer, I designed shirts for a lake association. So Douglas Lake has an improvement association. So to raise money, they buy merchandise and resell it to raise money for their nonprofit. And I had sold about 600, 800 shirts.
That's a lot of shirts to sell.
Right?
That's a lot of shirts.
So I got this idea, and this is a little backstory. You know, I closed my graphic design business in 2017, and my kids moved out, and I found myself very lost. And I won't go into detail, but I was in a very, very dark place for multiple reasons. And I had this idea of doing lake shirts for a long time because of that successful sale.
Okay.
So, you know, I knew to move on, to get out of depression, I had to focus on something, right?
Mm.
So I was like, well, you know what? Let's revisit this idea of selling shirts to lake associations, because just take Michigan, basically every lake has an association, like an improvement association.
Wait, so let's go back to something you just said, because that's really important. You were struggling with being in a dark place.
Yes.
So you were using your creativity, like focusing on creating something to get your mind off.
Right. So
where you were at.
You know, I was in such a dark place, and I just finally came to this realization that, you know, a doctor wasn't going to save me, medication. And I'm not against medication. I am on medication. But basically, I just had to take ownership. And so what I did was actually research, you know, how to move on from being in such a dark place. And, of course, you know, you start to think about, well, what brings me joy?
Mm-hmm.
What did I used to like to do? You know, and it's art and designing. And then also I thought, well, darn it, I'd like to make some money too.
Yeah.
You know, and that was part of it, is that closing my graphic design business all of a sudden left me without my own income. Yes, you know, I have my husband's income, but, you know, I wanted my own.
Right.
So when that was tough for me.
So when you discovered that, oh, you hadn't done the research that maybe you should have done, the process, you know, you didn't follow quite the process that you should have, then you decided that you would follow a different process and you would do some research about what?
Well, I ended up going into other lines of design.
Right. And that was through research that you decided that, okay, this isn't working. Let's move.
Right. So basically, so my pitfalls were, you know, with the lake shirts, you know, I made quite a few mistakes. One being that the lake association that I did the work for was an anomaly. I just assumed that all associations in Michigan were going to order shirts for me because they're going to do it as a fundraiser like this other one.
Right.
So I dove in, sorry, no pun intended. head first.
To the lake.
To the lake. And I built an entire website. And I uploaded shirts and I uploaded designs. Then I started contacting lakes and realized that, wow, that's just not a thing.
So in other words, you're...
So in other words, I built this whole website. I did all these designs. Like, I designed shirts for Houghton, Higgins, you know, on and on, all the popular lakes. You know, but I don't regret it, honestly, because, again, it got me to focus on something other than my depression. You know, it got me to think about the future and right. You know, so.
And I think it's great that you're sharing, like, okay, here's what I did. This was the plan. This was the process I had, albeit not the best process, not the best plan, not the best researched. But you took that bold leap. You started something. And then you were able to step back and say, this didn't quite work.
Right.
So after you decided this didn't quite work, where did you go from there?
Well, this is interesting. Where I went from there is actually I made the, I don't know if I want to call it a mistake, but I went through the same issue with starting another venture. So, like I said, I decided that this, you know, just wasn't viable. Again, because, you know, there weren't these associations just ready to buy my shirts. And also, if I wanted to sell retail also. But, like, if you wanted to order one shirt, I had to print 24 shirts.
Sure.
So that didn't work. Done. So I just looked at my stuff in the basement and said, okay, well, I'm going to pack you up, and you're just going to go in this corner, and I'm just going to have to deal with it. Like,
sure,
I can't focus on it. So what I went into next, actually, I've been wanting to design and make my own jewelry for years. So etched metal jewelry. So take real intricate designs and etch them. So ironically, I made the same mistake again. So
I love that you're open about that.
Right. So the third business, was that the charm, the current business?
So the current business was the charm, yeah.
Third time's the charm. So
right.
let's talk about that. How did you get there?
So, well, how I got there was, I'll tell you just briefly what happened with etched metal jewelry, which might not be exciting, but you get an idea of why I moved on from it. Again, you know, I built this entire website, right? Same thing. Spent hours photographing my jewelry,
sure,
making jewelry, trial and error. And I wanted to sell it wholesale, right, to gift stores. I tested a batch. So I wanted to sell, being wholesale, I want to sell 20, 40 pieces, right, on and on. So basically, I couldn't get consistency in etching these pieces. I couldn't get a batch of 20 to sell to someone. And also, each piece of jewelry took over 20 to 30 minutes to sand, buff, finish.
Very time consuming.
Very time consuming. So
sure.
I know that's not real exciting, but you get an idea of, like,
the process.
Once again, I had to come to this realization, like, okay, you know what? If this gift store orders 20, for various reasons, I won't go into, but I can't get a consistent etch on 20 pieces. It's just not going to happen. And I can't spend hours and hours finishing these pieces. And so I just said, okay, well, that's not going to work either. And I also had spent, you know, a lot of money on that. But again, you know, I don't regret it because I love the journey. I love the artwork.
Right.
Bold Leap is produced by Podcast Nation. To learn more, visit us at podcastnation.com.
So we'll bring it up to current day. What year did you come up with your current business?
So my current business, I launched, and I remember this date because it was my brother's birthday. I launched it February 18th of last year. So
can we hold on? Because there's like an important part that's missing for this. Is it wasn't like you were trying to launch your business, so from what I read.
Like, right, yeah.
You were actually, after the jewelry thing, take us from there. You were designing, you posted something, one of your designs.
Okay, so that's a good point. You're right. I didn't really start it with the intention of launching anything. And I think that's the point. Like, so what happened, you know, after the shirts and the jewelry is that I just kind of stepped away. You know, I just kind of regrouped. And I wasn't like, okay, well, let's get into another venture. Let's do this again. You know, I was a little hesitant.
Right.
And, you know, I always am doing some sort of artwork. Mm-hmm. And I think of that as my therapy.
Yeah. Right?
Like, it's just something I have to do. I have to be doing something creative. You know, I have to have something to look forward to. I structure my life so I don't fall back into depression. So what I did is like, well, I'm going to do something that I love to do.
So it's not about a business, not for anybody else.
Not to have it for sale.
Right.
Just something that I'm really passionate about. And again, I won't go into the details of it, but it's gelatin plate printing, it's called. Mm-hmm. And I won't explain it, but I would recommend going on like Pinterest and just plugging that in, gelatin plate printing, and you'll just get some really cool, you know, examples of it. So I just started doing that for fun. And part of the printing process, you can use stencils. And in the meantime, my husband had bought a laser cutter. And I thought, well, great. I can design my own stencils because I kind of ran out of stencils that I was interested in using. I wanted to do my own designs, mm-hmm. of course, right? You know, he started cutting stencils. I started doing a lot of artwork with them.
And this is just for fun at this point.
And this is just for fun. I don't want to say I gave up, mm-hmm. but I just kind of stepped back for a while.
You put it on pause.
I took a breather. And again, I wasn't focused on, you know, past business ventures.
Right.
I just, okay, moving
right.
on. I don't know. So what happened is on Facebook, I noticed there was this invitation for gelatin plate printing enthusiasts. There's a group out there, believe it or not.
There's a group for everything.
Right, right. And actually, I'd never joined a Facebook group, you know. I hadn't really done a lot on Facebook. So I just noticed that whenever someone posted some artwork or something about a stencil, they would blow up. Like people would, you know, 200 people. Where'd you get that stencil from? All about stencils. And, oh, that's such a cool stencil. I can never mm-hmm. find them. And I thought, wow. I didn't want to get too excited, right,
yeah.
again. But I was like, well, you know what? I think I'll design a few more stencils and put it on Etsy. And then I put a few examples of my artwork on and opened my store. But technically, you're not supposed to advertise on Facebook, right? Like, I couldn't just say, hey, here's a link.
You mean,
link.
Like,
here's
when you're in that group.
Okay, so when I'm in the group, I can't say, oh, here's a link to my Etsy store.
Right.
But what I did is posted the artwork. And had a stencil just laying there next to the finished piece of artwork. And in the comments, people would say, oh, where'd you get the stencil? And then you can say, oh, hey, it's from my store. Well, basically, I sold 150 within hours.
Something you weren't expecting. That's a great story.
Not at all. So this is kind of funny. So, again, it was my brother's birthday, and we're out at dinner. And my husband and I are sitting there, and we're getting these notifications of sale after sale after sale. I mean,
and this was on your Etsy store.
Right. This was on my Etsy store.
You said, let's speed up dinner. We got to get back and
right.
get
going. Can we sing
right.
happy birthday? We got to go.
So
take the dessert to go.
Here's the bold leap. You know, I had 150 orders, and, of course, you know, no reviews yet. Right.
Without even trying.
And you have X amount of time to get these orders out.
Wow.
And I'll be honest, I was a little panicked because I thought, oh, dear Lord, if I don't get these orders out in time, I'm going to have hundreds of people saying, well, didn't arrive in time, blah, 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 you know, not the greatest reviews.
Yeah.
And we had at that time a very slow cutting, a machine, very slow machine.
Oh, wow.
You know, we got the bare bones, you know, to start out
with. Yeah, because it wasn't for, you weren't trying to start a business.
While we were at dinner, my husband says, I just ordered another machine. Okay, that was way faster.
Wow.
So we cranked out these orders, and some of them we were like, when are we going to get this machine? It was delayed for a while, but then it came in last minute, and we got all the orders out in time.
Wow.
And I don't know if you've looked, but I have the nicest reviews.
Wow.
I looked at your stencils, and I looked at the reviews on Etsy's, and you have a lot of repeat customers, too, I noticed, people that buy again and again.
Yeah.
So primarily, your stencils. Explain, how do people use these stencils?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, but gelatin plate printing, so the surface of the plate is somewhat tacky. So basically, like, it's different. Like, if you take a stencil and you put it on a hard surface, it's not going to adhere or stick, right? It'll just slide around. But this is a somewhat tacky surface. So if you place the stencil on top of the surface, it stays there. And then what you can do is...
So, like, if you're using it to paint furniture, so, to paint walls, or is that what you would use it
well,
for?
Well, you can, but like for how it started out for me was with this gelatin plate printing.
And what do people use those stencils for?
So a lot of them are abstract, so they use them a lot of times for collage. Like if you look up examples of that type of printing, you'll see that a lot of them are layered and collage.
And they put it on what?
And they either just frame them
or
a lot of people will actually cut the pieces up and then, you know, make a collage. But also people do use some of these for greeting cards am going to be getting into wall stencils. So it will be a little thicker material and larger and it will be repeating.
Okay.
And so that's my next thing. And also I have done cake stencils.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do you have examples of all of these different stencils on your shop?
I don't have the wall stencils up yet, and I don't have the cake stencils up yet, but I do have all, like, the mixed media abstract ones. I have 93 stencils now.
Wow, that you created?
Yeah, so I
What about custom stencils? I don't mean to interrupt here, but, like, if somebody has an idea, can they message you and say, would you create?
Yeah, you know, people have, and some of the files were... They didn't really translate to a stencil, but then another customer, their file was okay. So it is dependent on the type of file, because if you think about a stencil, it has to be one continuous line, right? Mm. Or it's going to fall apart.
Okay.
So you have to think about the design in
a certain
way. It has
to be much
way.
More intricate,
yeah.
The design, yeah.
Right.
If people are listening, they go on the Etsy shop, and the name of your business is Mind's Eye Stencil.
Yep.
And they would look on Etsy.com, and then they'd put in Mind's Eye Stencil, and your shop would come
up.
Yeah,
or they can even just put an abstract stencil, and my designs will pop up, because I've got so many on there.
Let me ask you this before we get to our wrap-up question. What were the biggest lessons for you throughout this whole journey of finally getting to... you know, something that really is working well? Like, and if you were to coach somebody on who's starting a business, what would you tell them?
I would say, well, honestly, research your idea. I like the idea of falling in love with your idea and being really excited about it, but don't let that block the details. You know,
that's a good one.
Like, my plans just really weren't viable. I mean, they just didn't make sense. You know, if someone orders one shirt and I have to print 24, you know, that's just not going to work. You know, I was left with a really large inventory. Also, you know, your path may look different than what you first planned on.
That's a good point.
So you may hit a dead end, but that just means you're going to turn around and you're going to take a different path. Like, perseverance, I think, for me is different for some other people. I believe in not giving up, but I don't believe in just hitting a brick wall either. Like,
well, because it's okay to quit.
Working,
right.
Right, right.
It's okay to quit
if it's
not working.
Like, what I love, though, is that truly from each thing I attempted to do, I learned something and took something from each thing, you know. So, like, for example, like the jewelry business. So I had taken the time to learn Etsy and set all that up and all that. So thank goodness when I had my 150 orders for stencils, I wasn't unprepared.
Because the prior
I could have been
failure, and I'm saying it with air quotes, is actually what set you up for success with this.
Right. And then, you know, it's interesting because I really ended up taking a lot of my designs from the jewelry, because to create this etched metal jewelry, you have to start with a real exact file, real precise line work. And I actually took a lot of that line work and modified it into my stencils.
So everything you've done in the past led you to this, even though it was a different path.
And then, you know, I really took a good look at, you know, my stencil business again. Like, is it viable? And heck yeah. You know, what's nice is, you know, I get a design, I can cut it right away, fast turnaround compared to the jewelry. You know, I mean, the jewelry was fun. I don't want to steer anyone away from, like, real labor-intensive work either.
But I think it's good for them to hear that it doesn't always go and there's another plan. Right. And you never know, after being on the show and talking about your other ventures, someone might say, oh, I do need a T-shirt design. And they can reach out to you at Mind's Eye Stencil on Etsy. I know on Etsy there's an opportunity for them to message you. You never know. True. This could produce from that. Jackie, we have got a final question.
Yes, our benchmark question here. So how do you cut the pie? And again, this is just, how do you spend your time? Like, what are the top three or four priorities as a business owner to keep your business going, to grow your business? What's most important to you?
Yeah. Well, what's most important really is communicating with my customers on Etsy. So a lot of people will message me a question about a stencil. I get back with them immediately. Just keeping track of orders, and then also being a part of this Facebook group. Mm-hmm. I mean, which is fun. It's really fun to see, like, oh, there's a stencil and this is how this person used it. Like, I really enjoy that part. So I would say just being part of the design community, really, you know, trying to keep up with that. Also, this is a goal. I can't say that it's actually happening right now, but eventually I would really like to learn more about marketing. So my next goal is to have videos on YouTube.
Okay.
So of the various techniques for the stencils.
That's great.
So, yeah. So TikTok, YouTube, you know,
social media. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a lot of learning for me.
Sure.
You know, but that's what I want to focus on is marketing. But what I find myself getting stuck on sometimes is I just truly want to design. Yeah.
You love what you do.
And then all of a sudden I realize, oh, you know what? Maybe I should market this. And it's funny, when I put something up on Facebook, boom.
That's awesome.
Like, I put a new design out a couple weeks ago. I got 50 orders.
Wow.
Very good. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your bold leap with us.
And the name of the company that people can, how can people get a hold of you?
You can just go on Etsy and look up Mind's Eye Stencil.
We'll have the link and we'll they can message you for
and
that,
they can
too.
Just message me through
The other big nugget that you said that I hope people who are struggling hear it is you used art and creativity to navigate through depression, which is a biggie. That's a real big one, especially right now around the holidays, too.
Right.
So thank you for sharing that and being open about that.
Yeah, it saved my life.
That's awesome.
Honestly.
Very good. Thank you so much. Remember, sometimes the only mode of transportation available is a bold leap. Comment and share this episode. Thanks for listening, and be bold.